I'm Dr. Rob Tudor, chair of the music department here at Shepherd University, and I am here to talk to you about our second annual musical showcase for scholarships. This year, we're going to have a variety of performances. We're going to have a couple of our students perform on the program, as well as the saxophone quartet. They're fantastic. And then we're talking with alumni right now to secure at least one alum to come back and perform. And then we're also going to have the White House Band, which is a 9-member jazz ensemble of professional performers in the area. And a lot of them have performed at the White House many times over the years, or are sort of a staple at the White House. And it will also include jazz vocalists as well. Normally you hear in a combo, you hear, you know, jazz favorites, standard tunes with the instruments doing the solos. But with the vocalists, then you're going to get all those wonderful jazz standards that you love so much with the actual lyrics, which will be nice.
Why is it important for the community to support this type of an event and this type of scholarship?
It's important because our students come from all over this region, and they come to Shepherd University to gain an excellent education. We are a cultural hub for this community. So if you're in this community and you're thinking, why should I support this? You're investing in your region. You're investing in your future. Our students that come here to get an education are going to be teaching within an hour of this school radius. They're going to bring what they've learned here into the communities back home. There might be a short-term investment in their quality of life, in the richness of their community, but it's a long-term investment in a much broader area in education and entertainment and cultural enrichment and life enrichment in this entire region.
I am Marcia Brand. I am chairman of the Board of Governors at Shepherd University.
And in relationship to this?
I am the co-chair with Alan. We've been doing this for a year and some time now.
That's right. And I'm Alan Gibson. I'm also co-chair with Marcia. And this is our second adventure with the musical showcase.
Why do you think this was such a success?
Well, I think the idea of raising resources, scholarships for the students in the music department resonated with everyone. I think that if you live in this town and you're a part of this community, you go to the Frank Center or other places on campus to hear the music. And so I think a lot of folks had been a participant and now wanted to be a supporter of the music department.
Why do you think it's important for people to support a show like this and a scholarship fund like this?
Well, I can speak to this. Recruitment is very challenging these days. And, you know, music departments everywhere want kids with talent to apply and come. And honestly, in the environment that we're in right now, kids go where the money is. If they can get a scholarship somewhere, that's where they're going to go. I mean, it helps to have a great faculty and helps to have great pianos and great everything else. But, you know, honestly, for many people, it comes down to what can I afford? And so this has really been a godsend for the kids that have received them. And I've been involved with the scholarship program for the music department for a long time. Some of the kids that have gotten scholarships, I'd spoken to over the years, and $1,000 to them it's almost hard to explain because, you know, these kids go to gigs. Sometimes they don't even have the right bag to put their trumpet in, okay? So, you know, they don't look like a musician. And they need to go to rehearsals, and they have to have the right number of mutes. They have to have basic equipment, which many of the kids didn't have. They can play a great instrument, but they just don't have this stuff. $1,000 for one kid made it possible for him to completely renovate his trumpet, get all the dents out, make it look great. You know, he said he got this cool case. Now he walks in and he looks like a musician. And you know, you need to get the next gig, and so people look at you. It's like, yeah, you come in here with, you know, Food Lion bags and your stuff, or you know, are you a real musician? So it made them competitive and
feel confident
and confident.